Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
OTAs going on around the National Football League. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. No Braves game tonight, as we mentioned with Grant. And as we've been talking about the Falcons, we had a few things we did want you to hear from Michael Penix Jr. And talking about a few things that we've discussed today in regards to the defense, Mike. And it's interesting because guys have been hitting us up. You can find us 404-726-0929. That is our text line. It is also our phone lines. And guys, find Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. It's on social media. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. I think the news today, one of the things is the Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs was not present for voluntary OTAs one day after that video showed him on social media, which he was on a boat. I'm on a boat! And he flashed an unidentified pink substance while surrounded by three women.
A pinkish substance.
Yeah.
In a Ziploc package.
Well, Dom said it. What was it called? What did you insinuate? What is it?
Pink cocaine.
Okay. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
A pink, well, again, Carl, I don't know what it's all about.
I don't either.
These crazy mixed up kids. You got to watch out for that fentanyl. They're cutting everything with it, Carl.
I have no idea. But I didn't even know why everybody was in a tizzy about this, right, Mike. I saw the thing, and I was like, okay, whoop-de-doo, he's on a boat.
Yeah. But then I saw it when I watched, because the first thing I said, okay, he's got a nice kind of Whitman sampler of hotties with him along with Cardi B on the boat. But a little something of everybody. Double dip, mocha muffin, you got it all, baby. But the thing about you know, this is now the Patriots have to ask questions, and, you know, Vrabel was asked about it at their presumed mini camp up in Massachusetts, and he's, they're aware of it. The organization's aware of it. So the optics on it are funky because, again, it, to Dom's point, it does look something specific, doesn't it?
It does.
And just to let you know, pink cocaine is a mix of ketamine, methamphetamine, cocaine, and fentanyl.
Ooh.
It's a mix of all of them.
Jeez,
just kind of mixed together.
Stay away,
Ray,
kids.
You kids, man.
Stay away.
Now, I mean, I like the first part. What was the old Adam Sandberg? You're at Kinko's making copies. I'm on a boat wearing flippy floppies.
I'm on a boat. Hey, so that story, only because Mike Vrabel has said, yes, we're aware. He wants his guys making good decisions on and off the field. Diggs just signed a deal. He just signed with the Patriots, 3 years, $69 million. So anyways, that's out there. But let's talk about our Falcons for a minute, Mike, because when it comes to specifically Michael Penix, how long is it going to take for him to gel with the guys? Look, he looked great at the end of the season, not having all those reps. Still putting the ball in catchable places. Some hit guys in the chest and they dropped it. Others, they were right on point. But is this going to take a while for him to gel with these guys?
I mean, like, I still think there'll be some interceptions on the horizon when you've only played three NFL games. So, I mean, that's the reality. You know, the Giants game was tough. It wasn't his fault that Kyle Pitts goes, bleh, patty cake with it and hot potato. You got that pick. But in the Washington game, we saw him throw. Now, we still don't know if somebody was supposed to be where the ball went, and that was either Penix made a bad throw or a bad read. Either way, he throws a pick on the first series, comes right back, takes him down the field. End of the game, we already talked about it with Brian McFadden. He did that in his conversation with him on their little podcast video, where he looks off the linebacker with his eyes, very veteran-savvy move, and then he hits Kyle Pitts with that laser in traffic in the red zone. So we've seen him do some things, you know, that look great. We talked about how good he looked in the red zone against Carolina. We lost that game because of our bad defense. But still, Carl, only three games under his belt.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So he was asked about that because he's getting all the reps, obviously. And it is OTAs, but we're working towards, you know, mini camp, mandatory mini camp. That will be important. And then we get done with this run of OTAs, guys. It's going to be a break before we start training camp. Here's Penix talking about that timing and how long it's going to take.
It takes time. It don't come overnight. You know, it take time. It take a lot of play time. You know, you gotta be in the game to, you know, learn a lot of things and obviously film study, off the field stuff. You know, all that stuff take time, but you know, it grows. You know, you get out of it what you put into it.
I agree with that, which is why I always want my guys there. It's why I always want them there to get the reps.
Right.
You can tell me reps don't matter. They do, especially when now we have a new quarterback, Mike, and we got new guys that are catching the ball. So Penix said it's going to take time. I agree. Meanwhile, he was also very thankful. We talked about Matt Ryan earlier today and his relationship with Michael Penix, and Penix was asked this as well at OTAs because we now know they talk. And look, Matt Ryan's willing to help him in any way that he possibly can, and I love it. So Michael Penix, how thankful are you for that?
His willingness to be open with me, you know, I feel like, you know, he didn't have to give his time to me to you know, talk to me and pour game into me. So just him being open and being present in the conversation, it was definitely a blessing.
I love it. You know, I just think it's so cool. You know, as we said, you know, an extra quarterback who's been there in those battles, 15 years experience in the league, can walk you through some of the scenarios and things you're going to have to deal with. That's great. And, you know, Matt's willing to do it. Because that's the kind of guy that he is. Mm. And, you know, just another a tremendous resource for Michael to have. And it's kind of cool because Penix was talking to Mike Vick, remember down there when they had the golf tournament?
Yes.
That indoor golf that Arthur's team down in West Palm Beach. So, yeah, any resource you can use. And Matt's a great guy to talk to.
I agree. Last but not least, guys, if I asked you right now this may change with the rookie class that we just drafted and maybe guys emerging from what we've already got here, but it hasn't happened yet. But if I was to ask you right now, who's the face of this Falcons defense?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jesse Bates.
It's going to be Jalen Walker.
Okay.
Right now it would be Jesse Bates. I mean, would have been Grady. Grady's gone. So, yeah. But I think Jalen, that's why I think the coach is giving him all these reps as the number one dude.
Here's Raheem Morris on JB3. That's Jesse Bates. And his leadership and becoming that face.
I mean, I just should say Jesse is going into his third year as an Atlanta Falcon. And Jesse is, from day one since he's gotten here, from what I heard at least, has been a leader to a standpoint. Then last year, he took an even bigger step and a bigger role in that leadership category, along with a guy like AJ. And those guys in the back end have already kind of started. You guys kind of joke around with those guys a lot about the crash out crew and how they play. And all that's really saying essentially is the style of play they want to play in the back end. And to watch him now, to be able to talk to those guys in the front end or even at the linebacker level on all three levels, to talk about the style of play, how you want to play. You'll hear Brick said a bunch about the heart, mind, fist that they want to play with and the things that they want to do. To watch those guys go do those things is what Jesse's kind of put himself in position to be able to do. Now, his communication with his coordinators, communication with his head coach, his communication with the guys are the biggest part for us. You know, communication at all levels, he definitely has emphasized that for us.
How do you become a leader? You got to make plays. Jesse's a playmaker. You can be a vocal guy. That's fine. But, Mike, if you're making plays and you're doing things that win games, which is what Jesse has done, and you're a vocal guy – that's how you become a leader.
Right.
And look, I think Jesse Bates respected the guys that were here, whether it was Grady and, you know, the other guys that had been in this organization. But Grady was the longest tenured guy, and you allow them to do what they do. But I think you need leaders at every level, right? I mean, like, Jesse's not in the quarterback room. He's not in the running back's room. Like, you need leaders at every level. And then there are guys that just get the team motivated, and I don't know if he's that guy, but I'm with Raw. Like, year three – he's been our biggest playmaker.
He's the dude. I mean, we won four games. It's like right off the top of my head, I think four games you won from Jesse Bates 3 years the year before that. And he's a guy that Xavier Watson, we talked to the rookie from Notre Dame, said he was so excited to get the chance to play with him because that's the guy he models his game after. And he's also a leader at Notre Dame. And he was a guy that was a defensive player of the game in the Sugar Bowl victory over Georgia. So Jesse is all those things and more. I think you're going to see Jalen Walker be that guy. I think Jalen Walker, they've got Jalen Walker listed as the number one. Now, again, we've got a bunch of linebackers in a 3-4, but he is a guy that's listed on the depth chart as a number one, and I love that. And I think it's not like, you know, it's not like it's being handed to them. He warrants it because he's the same thing we talked about with Jesse, Carl, what he does and what he brings from Georgia. He's that dude.
He is that dude. And I hope, by the way, I hope we get to a point where it's like, man, this is an argument. Like, we got so many guys
that's
that
a
are
good
just
problem
balling that you get. This becomes one of those things, well, oh, I think he is the guy. That we hadn't had that. So I would love to say if we get to that point where multiple guys are contributing to that degree, Mike, then we can have that conversation. But that hasn't been the case here. But Jesse Bates is special. There's no debating that. OTAs, guys, with the Falcons, wrapping up. And look, we said this. The guys that were not there, and if you missed it earlier, we mentioned this. Pitts was there yesterday in the building. Just wasn't on the field. Apparently he was dealing with some kind of foot thing that's been going on. I don't think it's serious, but it's voluntary, and they're not going to risk him right now. Right. They don't have to.
I'm glad you brought that up because we talked about it yesterday because, you know, my initial reaction is to pounce and say, why are you not there? Because this is, you know, this is your year, man. It's a contract year, whether you stay with the Falcons or not. But, yeah, if he's got a medical excuse and there's no story there and nothing to complain about and hope that, you know, he can get extra work in later in their future OTAs.
All right. 404-726-0929. We are going to 6:30 tonight, by the way. Atlanta United taking on Orlando. Do you have any vibe on that, by the way?
Guy just hit me up going, we win this one, we're back, right? Well, I mean, it would be a 2-game win streak. Ronnie Dyla, you know, we really liked our interview with him back in, I think, February. We're talking about the vision. And I went to that first game of the year against Montreal, and it was amazing. And then we've been horrible ever since and tough to watch. Miggy hasn't worked, but maybe they're starting to figure it out. Maybe it took 2 months. I don't know. But OC is really good, you know. And Mike Conti and Jason will have the call for you tonight.
Orlando, yeah.
But, man, if they can beat those dudes, that would maybe feel that the ship is turning.
7:30 kick, 6:30 pregame. So we're on until then. Coming up, by the way, in less than 15 minutes, we are going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. We pushed it back today because we had a great conversation, which is online, and we invite you to go check it out, odyssey.com. With Mike Griffith talking about all these potential changes that are being discussed at SEC league meetings.
Right. Everything from, you know, who would ever be that commissioner of football? That's just more for the media. But in that room itself, hard decisions about those 8 or 9 games. Man, just get to 9 games. I mean, it's funny because Mike Griffith said, I said, you and I were talking off the air, will Georgia ever have or anybody else for that matter in the SEC have an undefeated perfect season? Knowing that your grind of the schedule, the playoffs you're going to have to run through. But Mike said, don't count out Georgia. Just hard to see Kirby doing that without the depth that he had in 21 and 22.
Anybody in the SEC. I mean, look, you got to first handle the schedule. And even if you get through the SEC now, Mike, it's not like you win one game and it's over. You got to handle the college football playoff now. I just think it's going to be more difficult. And the crazy thing is you don't need to be undefeated to win it all, but if you are, I think you're going to be in a special category with the new age of where we're at and where we're at in college football.
Because remember, I mean, Ohio State hadn't beat Michigan in 3 years, didn't beat their arch rival, won the Natty. But, you know, it is the difference. Michigan, Ohio State, both years, they paid those upperclassmen to stick around. That's how their collective works. Can Georgia find those superstars on both sides of the ball that they had in 21 and 22?
All right, when we come back, Josh Brooks did speak today. The AD will tell you what he said because everybody's talking about playing at least one game out of conference. Specifically with the Big Ten. And do you trust Gunner? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.